Welcome to University Drive, your pathway to the transformational work of University of the Bahamas. Our goal is to build a better Bahamas by shaping tomorrow's leaders today, finding solutions to challenges, and forging new opportunities for growth. University Drive, where faculty, staff, students, and alumni travel the road of progress together with you.
Corporate and individual giving is critical for the growth and development of any university system. The true beneficiaries of these acts of generosity are the students who are able to directly benefit from the goodwill of individual, corporate, and foundation giving. Today's show will focus on giving and why it is so important for the University of the Bahamas to increase its portfolio of donors and how these various donations are used to advance academic growth for students and the institution as a whole. I'm your host, Nikki Bowe, and welcome to University Drive. Today, I will be joined by Mr. Lawrence Lewis, an alum of UB, who is both an individual and corporate donor as a partner at Deloitte, Ms. Candice Eldon, Executive Director of Corporate and Foundation Relations here at UB, Mr. Charles Johnson, Senior Manager at JS Johnson, and finally, Mr. Dino Hernandez, Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Alumni Affairs here at UB. Our first segment will feature Mr. Lawrence Lewis and Ms. Eldon. Welcome to University Drive, and thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, I'm going to ask you to get us started, Ms. Eldon. The university recently created the Office of Corporate and Foundation Relations. Tell us about your office and how do you and your team interface with Corporate Bahamas and the role of your office as it relates to donors and giving for the institution.
Thank you so much for having us on University Drive today. And like you said, the Office of Corporate and Foundation Relations was created about a year ago. And the purpose of our office is truly to support the University of the Bahamas by really establishing, cultivating, and sustaining our relationships with corporate Bahamas and foundation prospects. And we're not just here to secure funding from these various entities, but we're here to build a stronger bridge, a greater relationship with them, because within each corporate company, you have amazing alum that have journeyed through the university system and are able to give so much back to our students by way of so many things other than just money. And so our office is really about establishing, cultivating, and sustaining key relationships.
I like how you summed that up, establishing and sustaining key relationships. And we know that relationships are very important in any industry. And of course, here at UB, we take those relationships very seriously, and you've done a fabulous job at cultivating those relationships. Lawrence, I want to get started with you because I know time is of the essence. And before we know it, our segment will be done. And I'm sure I'll still have like a million more questions to ask you. So I want you to tell us about your time as a student at COB and the impact that those years had on your life and your career now. And to give our listening audience some insight into your career and as partner at Deloitte.
So thanks very much for that, Nikki, and great to be here. So I started at COB at the time in the early 90s. So I was there from 91 through 93 and did an associate of arts in accounting. And during that time frame, I started at Deloitte. So a number of our partners, but one in particular, Mr. Raymond Winder at the time, interviewed me as a fresh-faced teenager, 1 year out of high school, identified a little bit of potential in me and gave me an opportunity to join Deloitte at that time. So I did what was the precursor to our current co-op program. I interned during my final semester with Deloitte and then during the summers whilst I was off in university. And so really for me, the time at COB was a pivotal time in terms of my development, both as a young professional, but then also in terms of helping me create a number of relationships that have been critical to me and my success throughout my career. And a number of relationships on a personal front that have been very significant to me, including being able to meet my wife at that time.
Oh, wow. We have to get, we got to get to that part of the show as well. But, you know, before we go there, I want to kind of, you know, deviate a little bit, not too much, but you spoke about having the opportunity to be interviewed by Mr. Winder while you were at university, at COB. And I think a lot of times, a lot of parents and students don't realize some of the opportunities that they have being students at UB. Was that an experience that you expected? And like you indicated that it laid a foundation and it provided opportunities for your career growth and development. Share with our listening audience, particularly parents, how important it is for us to realize that when you attend COB, sometimes you get opportunities that going abroad will not give you.
Yeah, I think absolutely pivotal for a number of students. And today, I'll just tell a little bit around our story at Deloitte in terms of our co-op program. And this is a program where for more than the last 20 years, we have had university students join us and work, and they work anywhere from 15 hours a week to maybe about 25 hours a week during the course of a semester. And this is a separate program from our summer internship program, because obviously if you're off in university, you can really only have that kind of access to being able to work with us during the summer terms. And from an accounting firm standpoint, the summertime is one of our more quiet time frames, so you don't get the full experience. Our co-op students, who are full-time University of the Bahamas students, come in, they join us, they go through our onboarding, our full learning programs. So the same way that someone having recently graduated from university would do, they go through that same training program. They join engagement teams, they're assigned out to clients, they're doing real work with our clients, and they're learning, growing, and developing all during that time frame. So when they actually graduate from the University of the Bahamas, or if they midstream determine that they want to go off, when they graduate, they are graduating with a number of years of experience. As opposed to someone who's just coming out of another university that doesn't have that same level of experience. So it really propels them from a career standpoint for us.
Thank you so much for sharing that information. Well, I want to go back to something you mentioned in your last question response, and that was you met your wife at COB. And I know that both you and your wife are ardent supporters of the institution. Tell us, why was it important for you and your wife to give back to COB? We have a lot of students that walk through our doors. Some give back and others don't. Why was it important for you guys to give back to your alma mater?
Yeah, for us, we have a heart for giving and for education and for youth education and youth development and empowerment. And really being able to participate in the education of the nation in a tangible way is critical for us. We look and say, we've had our lives transformed through education. I can surely say for me, the opportunities that I have, and quite frankly, sitting as a partner at Deloitte today, I would not have had that were it not for the education that I received. And so making tangible commitments and involvement in the development of our people is important for us. And I think, when we look at what are some of the leading organizations or institutions around the world, we look and say, your Harvards, your Yales, your other Ivy Leagues, they have huge alumni contributions coming in to help make them into what they are. We need to have that same environment at the University of the Bahamas. So it's important for us in terms of being able to ensure that UB can grow and progress into a world-class institution.
I want you to say that again. I'm going to kind of like double that up so the people hear that, because It is very important. Sometimes a lot of people don't realize, and this is something that we need to get our current students to realize and to begin to create that culture from the moment they become freshmen at the institution, that pretty much your goal isn't just to get a university degree, but also when you get that degree and that degree helps you to become successful, how do you find ways to give back so that you continue the cycle of helping others? Ms. Eldon, I want to bring you back in on this conversation. And we know that the relationship with Deloitte is strong thanks to our relationship with alum like Mr. Lewis, who understand the importance of giving back and who can connect the dots of the role Deloitte would have played in establishing his foundation. And so it was, in my opinion, it almost seems like a no-brainer to continue cultivating this. Why is it important for UB to leverage the expertise and experiences of alumni in France and corporate Bahamas to build a better educational experience for our students?
Great question, Nikki. So, you know, we are only as strong as the shoulders that we're standing upon. There are so many people that would have blessed our lives. Like Lawrence talked about the opportunity to have the chance to get his foot in the door at Deloitte. So many of our students just need a chance and they need someone to say, I believe in you and I'm willing to invest in you. And Corporate Bahamas has been so good to the University of the Bahamas for decades. And this continues on because they can see the value and the transformative power of education. Right now we have 31% of our class at UB that are first generation, many of whom are making strides in education where their parents may not have had the funding or the opportunity themselves. And so when you talk about creating a holistic relationship, when Lawrence and I spoke earlier in the year, it's about Corporate Bahamas saying, you know, we don't want to just do one thing. We want to work with the whole part of the student. We want to build them. We want to teach them. We want to give them exposure to best practices. And we have students that could outshine students in Canada, in the UK, wherever, because of the quality of education that they're getting at UB. But I have to say, because of corporate giving, we're able to give our students a greater advantage. And I want to say thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Lewis for their contributions. They've always been passionate about UB as alum, and their giving will continue to give on for generations to come.
Thank you for that, Ms. Eldon. And yes, Mr. Lewis, Lawrence, even though your wife isn't here, we have to give kudos to her because we know that it really takes a partnership in making these things happen, giving in this way. Recently, Deloitte supported a number of initiatives at the university. So you're not just committed to the co-op program that you have, but Deloitte also supported our annual UB Fit program. Deloitte also made a sizable donation to our COVID-19 Technology Relief Fund, which was providing laptops to students in need. You know, sometimes a lot of corporate entities will say, okay, we're going to give to one thing and that's it, or this is our focus. But clearly Deloitte has not been stingy, for lack of a better word, and has supported quite a number of initiatives of the institution. Tell us about Deloitte's decision to go wider and deeper within the institution.
Yeah, fantastic question. I think, you know, part of it has to do with really what we want to be known for, our value system of really being able to make an impact that matters. And that's an impact to, you know, not just the business environment, but to help make the societies in which we live and work much better. When we look at UB, and kind of the discussion that we had with Candies was really around how do we make this into a partnership and not just a, you know, sort of one-time donation. And one of the things that we were very, very clear about is that we don't just sort of give money and walk away, but we really want to, you know, engage hand in hand together to make the university and the university environment better. So we looked and said, you know, where are the things where we think we can make an outsized impact on the university? Where can we show some leadership? And what are all of the things that we can bring together using the capabilities and some of the specific advantages that Deloitte has that we can bring to bear to help both the university and ultimately you know, we get back out of this upgraded environment and much better students that are coming into us. And more than half of our people have generally on an annual basis come through the UB system. And so for us, you know, it's both a social responsibility, but it also makes great business sense for us.
Social responsibility and makes business sense. I don't think you could go wrong when you have that combination. Time is winding down. And so I want to ask both of you the same question. I want you to chime in. And it's about encouraging others. Encouraging, I know, Lawrence, I'm sure you, your colleagues in corporate Bahamas, you have an influence on them, and your voice matters. Why would you encourage potential donors, both corporate and individual, to consider giving to UB and its students? And what type of impact can it make? And so, Lawrence, I'm going to ask you to approach that from your vantage point as an individual donor, as well as a corporate donor. And then, Ms. Eldon, I want you to kind of give some insight into the ways that our students benefit when our donors give to the institution.
So I think I'll take maybe from a personal standpoint first. And, you know, really it is around, you know, what Candice had said around sometimes our students, our people just need an opportunity. And for me, when I was in university, this was kind of in my second stage. So after COB, I had some financial challenges. I was lucky enough to get Oprah Winfrey scholarship, and that stuck with me for a long time. Now, I'm not Oprah Winfrey, but you know, I'm going to do my part in respect to helping really deserving people get opportunities for higher education. Now, turning to corporate Bahamas and hopefully some of my colleagues with whom I may have just a little bit of influence. You know, one of the big challenges that we talk about often is the quality of education and the quality of persons entering the workforce. If this is a real challenge for us, then we've got to put our money where our mouths are to help make that better. And part of that is, you know, partnering with UB to enhance both its ability and its capabilities for producing top-notch students who are, you know, work-ready and really the best that they can be in terms of entering the workforce. And so, you know, I would just encourage all of corporate Bahamas to partner very closely with UB around these initiatives.
Thank you so much, Ms. Eldon. I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Thank you so much. So at University of the Bahamas, we are preparing students for a better life in a global society. That's been our mantra. And we could really only do this by providing them with resources, tools, and exposure to best practices so that they can compete in a global market. I think we would see due to COVID-19 how the world has shrunk and technology has expanded, and there's lots of opportunity for growth and development for our students. But like Lauren said, they need exposure and they need opportunity and they need people to believe in them. So when you give to University of the Bahamas, you are investing in the future leadership of our country. And we want them to come home and we want them to remain home. But if they go abroad, we want them to come back with the skills and the technology and the acumen to help the Bahamas to grow and to expand. And so I would say thank you to every person in corporate Bahamas, whether you've given through UB Fit, whether you've created an endowed scholarship, where you've made an outright gift to the annual fund. Your money counts and it matters, and we are supporting students at a level that they can actually grow and become the well-rounded individuals that we know that they can be.
Thank you. Any final words? Because this segment is going to come to an end. Mr. Lewis, anything you'd like to leave with our listening audience before you, your segment comes to an end?
Yeah, I mean, simply, I think for all of us, particularly those of us who are, whether COB or UB, or any of the predecessor institution alum, you know, it really is a privilege to be able to give and to give back some of what we have received. So I just encourage everybody to give as they felt led.
Thank you so much. Our time has come to an end here on the first segment of University Drive. Again, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Lewis, for joining us on this segment. We take our first break, and when we return, we'll be joined by Mr. Charles Johnson from J.S. Johnson. Stay tuned. You're listening to University Drive. I'm your host, Nikki Bo. We'll be back right after this.
Technology is great, but nothing beats a good book. Buy a book this Christmas and increase your child's literacy skills, vocabulary, creativity, and imagination as the words on the pages come to life. Shop in store on University Drive or online. We also ship to the Family Islands.
Feed our minds, feed the future.
To protect yourself and others from COVID-19, stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with others. Wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you leave home. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Practice social distancing. If you must leave home, stay at least 6 feet away from other people and disinfect items you must touch. Limit in-person contact as much as possible. To prevent the spread of COVID-19 if you're sick, avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. Stay home if you're sick, except to get medical care. Remember to call ahead first. Separate yourself from other people and pets in your home. Everyone is at risk of getting COVID-19. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions may be at higher risk for more severe illness. This message is brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and University of the Bahamas.
Welcome back to University Drive. If you're just tuning in, my guest for this segment is Mr. Charles Johnson from J.S. Johnson, and we are talking with our corporate partners about their generosity to University of the Bahamas. Also in the segment is Ms. Candice Eldon, our Executive Director of Corporate and Foundation Relations, and we're going to get started. And one of the things I want to speak to you about, Mr. Johnson, is the President's Scholar Program, of which J.S. Johnson is an ardent supporter. And I just want to give our listening audience some background info so that they know what the President's Scholar Program is all about. The President's Scholar Program is the premier academic and leadership development program offered at University of the Bahamas. It is a unique 4-year scholarship available to a select group of outstanding students. Because of the generosity of J.S. Johnson, this program continues to foster intellectual growth and refine leadership skills in its scholars. Mr. Johnson, why did J.S. Johnson decide to support UB by way of the President's Scholar Program and form a scholarship to support these outstanding students?
Let me just say that J.S. Johnson has had a long relationship with the College of the Bahamas and then, of course, the University of the Bahamas. And when we were invited to participate in the PSP program, this was back in 2014, we thought it a great opportunity to be a donor, because we wish to support the academic achievement of young scholars and to provide the opportunity of higher education for Bahamian young people, particularly those with outstanding academic and leadership performance. So we saw this as an excellent opportunity, and we signed on in 2014 and have consistently contributed to the program over the last 7 years.
7 years, wow, that is excellent. As a leader in building the Bahamian workforce, what gives you the greatest satisfaction? So I just want to give our listening audience, again, some insight. As a part of the PSP program, there's actually a mentorship component. And you're able to interface with the PSP scholars and engage these students in a totally different way. And there are also internship opportunities for these students. Why is that component, or why was that component essential for J.S. Johnson and not just, you know, the giving of money that a lot of people think is just adequate and would suffice?
Well, you know, I think we look at it from a very broad perspective. And if you permit me, you know, J.S. Johnson, you know, has been doing business in the Bahamas for the last 102 years, offering insurance services to Bahamians and residents. We have been, if I may say so, a very successful insurance provider. And over the years, we have been fortunate to have employed currently now 100% of our staff are Bahamians. So we look to the institutions, University of the Bahamas now, and of course, the high schools, to feed the level of potential employees into our system, which over the years we've been very fortunate to have attracted students who have attended the college and then more recently the university who work full-time with J.S. Johnson. With regards to the students we have sponsored in this program over the last 7 years, we extend to the university the opportunity for those students to work with J.S. Johnson on a part-time basis while they're studying. And we had the occasion to work with one or two of them. And if I must say so, we were very pleased with their performance, the way they interact with our staff. And, you know, it didn't take very much for them to come in and to be able to make a contribution to our day-to-day work. So, you know, we are encouraged, and we think because the program is designed, you know, to give those high flyers, I guess, those with a 3.0 average or higher, an opportunity to higher education, we're just happy to be a part of this and hope to continue to contribute to the program.
Thank you so much. I want to pull Ms. Alden in on this conversation. She's been quiet and I know she has a lot to share with our listening audience. Ms. Alden, your office is responsible for connecting with corporate Bahamas. Why is it important, or why was there a need to create this office to foster and maintain these types of relationships with corporate Bahamas?
You know, the Office of Corporate and Foundation Relations is really about sustaining relationships with corporate and foundation entities because they're so vital to the work of the University of the Bahamas. Corporate Bahamas provides the opportunity for our students, like Mr. Johnson said, to have real world life experiences. Nothing beats a chance, a foot in the door, a mentorship opportunity with a leading professional, Bahamian professionals, that can really change the trajectory of the student's path. And so CFR, my office, we're just happy to be able to work closely with our corporate partners because there was a gap in time when we weren't able to really meet all the needs of our corporate donors. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for the years that J.S. Johnson has played in the life of the University of the Bahamas. Even before we turned UB, there was COB and J.S. Johnson was there. And so Corporate Bahamas plays just a critical role in what we do as a university as we progress. And as we excel, we can't do it without them. And so we are here to keep that relationship strong and to make sure that they see the value for their investments.
Thank you so much. I know that you two both share a love of running. And UB Fit is a unifying force for a whole lot of people. And Ms. Alden, you were instrumental in creating this flagship event for the university. And from my knowledge, Mr. Johnson and J.S. Johnson has supported this. Mr. Johnson personally and J.S. Johnson as a corporate sponsor of UB Fit. Mr. Johnson, why was this an easy fit for you and J.S. Johnson? You are an insurance company and I'm sure you promote health and healthy lifestyles. Why did J.S. Johnson, you were already giving to the President's Scholars Program, but you also saw the need to to support us in this endeavor. How did you arrive at that decision?
I guess you rightly said that I am, and certainly I know Ms. Ellen is involved in health and fitness. Most of the folks know more recently I've been a marathon runner. And when we were approached by UB to support UB Fit, certainly I took the lead in encouraging the company to support the event. Above and beyond my own personal interest in fitness, I take every opportunity individually and certainly as a company to encourage the wider community to participate in healthy lifestyle. And UB Fit, I saw as an opportunity to encourage not only the faculty, staff, and student of the university to participate in a fun run walk, but also the community. And we have been involved, I think, from inception. And you may be aware that it is such a wonderful opportunity for persons within the community to get together and do something that is extremely positive. We know that due to the pandemic, these types of events had to be put aside, but we are looking forward and hopefully come 2022, we will be able to put on another event where we hope to also support in kind, in money and in persons.
Thank you so much for that, Mr. Johnson. Before we wrap up, there's so many, I'm sure everybody, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people know your voice. You're well known both in the corporate world as well as civically engaged. And I want you to send a clarion call to corporate Bahamas for ways that they can give back to the institution. And I think a lot of times there is this misnomer that because of the government tertiary grant and the government's commitment to providing free tuition for students to qualify, that there isn't a need for corporate funding. But speak on our behalf and on your behalf as to the benefits it has and why it's important for corporate Bahamas to partner with University of the Bahamas.
Thank you so much. I really would wish to encourage corporate Bahamas to support the university in general and certainly in particular the President Scholarship Program. You know, I had the opportunity to interact with a number of students a couple of years ago when the scholarship was being selected and granted to a young lady. And, you know, it simply sensitized me because there were so many other students from various high schools in attendance along with their parents who I guess all were hoping to be awarded a scholarship from this program. But certainly because of the limited funding of the program, there was just the one or two who were able to benefit. And it's somewhat sad that in our community that we do not have a greater awareness among the corporate citizens. And I know there are persons out there giving the university, but I'm speaking specifically with regards to this program, to come on board and to support particularly the young people who are outstanding students, but they simply are not in a position to find the funding to the extent to which they may wish to benefit from their education at the university. You know, I said to Ms. Alvin in a prior discussion that it is very easy, particularly now, for corporate Bahamas to refer to the challenges of the pandemic. And I know a lot of companies are not in the position that they probably would have been in prior to this pandemic. But I think that it's worth the effort for Corporate Bahamas to look deep, look very closely at their numbers and support these students as best they can. J.S. Johnson continue and remain committed to the program, and we hope we can do it for many years to come.
Thank you so much. Ms. Alden, I want to bring you in on this as well, because you know the needs even more so than Mr. Johnson. And I want you to also appeal to Corporate Bahamas. What are some of the other programs besides the President's Scholar Program that some of our donors can, or potential donors can contribute to and fund at University of the Bahamas?
Yes, yeah, so the need is great. And as Mr. Johnson said, you know, we have the ability to really impact the lives of our students, even if it's just one or two at a time. And so there's many opportunities to give. And what we found, Nikki, when COVID-19 came about and we were all trapped in our homes and we were forced into this virtual space, and the assumption was our students would just easily acclimate to work, you know, studying from home, we had a cry out because students did not have the technology that they needed. We put out an application to students to apply for laptops. And we had over 660 students apply within days. And this goes to show you that many of them relied on our library system to get their research done, to get their papers done. So if there's one area, if I could say, that we've been championing support is our COVID-19 Technology Relief Fund. I wanna say thank you to Corporate Bahamas, those that have recently given through our days of giving to this initiative, because we've been able to purchase laptops for students at UB North and also here at Oaks Field, but that need continues. And so if you're thinking about ways to give, laptops and technology is huge. As you mentioned, the government grant covers tuition, but the needs are still great. We have students that even rely on our cafeteria for a hot meal, so meal cards. We have opportunities where students need exposure, study abroad, even passing certain examinations. Something as simple as a knife kit for a culinary student could change the game for them. And so when you meet with us, my team, we talk about ways that you can give beyond tuition, because there's so many opportunities to give, and you would be surprised that $5,000, $10,000 or whatever can go such a long way to help that student get along, not just to get their tuition covered, but their meals covered, their books covered, technology. All of these things help our students to get to graduation day.
Well, thank you so much for that, Ms. Alden. And Mr. Johnson, thank you so, so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us here on University Drive. And I'm sure we will have another opportunity to engage you and perhaps even have one of the president's scholars on to speak about their experience so that our listening audience can hear firsthand how the generosity of J.S. Johnson is impacting the lives of these students here at University of the Bahamas. Well, we must take another break here on University Drive. I'm your host, Nikki Bowe. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To protect yourself and others from COVID-19, stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with others. Wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you leave home. Wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Practice social distancing. If you must leave home, stay at least 6 feet away from other people and disinfect items you must touch. Limit in-person contact as much as possible. To prevent the spread of COVID-19 if you're sick, avoid public transportation, ride-sharing, or taxis. Stay home if you're sick, except to get medical care. Remember to call ahead first. Separate yourself from other people and pets in your home. Everyone is at risk of getting COVID-19. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions may be at higher risk for more severe illness. This message is brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and University of the Bahamas.
Chapter One Bookstore is your back-to-school headquarters. We are proud to serve the students, faculty, and staff of the University of the Bahamas and the community at large. We are the premier choice for the purchase of university textbooks and supplies and UB logo apparel, paraphernalia, and gifts. We also carry a wide variety of school supplies, learning aids, and leisure books. Visit our copy center throughout the semester for all of your printing, copying, and binding needs. Chapter 1 Bookstore is located on the ground floor of the Michael Eldon Complex. Shop with us on Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Call us at 397-2650 or email us at chapter1@ub.edu.bs. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chapter 1 Bookstore. See you soon!
Welcome back to University Drive. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show, which focuses on corporate and foundation giving. And early in the show, you would have heard from Mr. Lawrence Lewis from Deloitte and Mr. Charles Johnson from J.S. Johnson. Now we're joined by Mr. Dino Hernandez, our Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Alumni Affairs. And he's going to talk about his role at the institution as it relates to corporate and foundation and just giving overall. Mr. Hernandez, you are here to the Bahamas and you've brought some best practices with you. As we all know, the university is new and we're growing and developing. What are some of the best practices that you've brought to the university and why was it important to incorporate these in our strategies to increase giving at the institution?
Thank you, Mrs. Bo, and a wonderful first question to ask. I'd probably say that some of the best practices are oftentimes the most simple, which is that I learned early on in my career that at the end of the day, people give to people. And, you know, one of the most basic tenets is that if a gift is made to any endeavor, any initiative at University of the Bahamas, we really need to thank our donors quickly, succinctly, and then show them the impact. So from a best practice standpoint, I think, you know, there's some new publications that anyone can look at our website, ub.edu.bs. And one of them is our University of the Bahamas Development Reporter, and volume 1 and volume 2 are there. We also wanna make sure that, you know, we are consistent about messaging to our broader alumni and friends, and the UB Alumni Magazine is a beautiful issue. And I wanna publicly thank you, Mrs. Bo, and certainly AVP Tabika Lundy for leading that charge. So I'd say from the best practice standpoint, it's making sure that we are taking care of our donors, being holistic in our approach, but also making sure that they meet the people who help them fulfill their vision at the university. So I know Ms. Eldon, Candice Eldon, is a newly appointed member of our newest team, the Office of Corporate and Foundation Relations. And again, she's taking that area to the next level. We have some additional members of the team that just joined us. Associate VP Felicity Humblestone, who just joined us, and she's overseeing our Office of Development. So well-rounded team of folks, but we also draw from other areas, including international.
Well, thank you so much for that intro, VP, so to speak. There's a whole lot to share. And during the time that you've been at the institution, a whole lot continues to happen. And we've been impacted by Hurricane Dorian and the pandemic, which caused us to have to shift and adapt new strategies because the needs then changed. What are some of the private giving successes to celebrate, even in the midst of some of the tragedies or unfortunate circumstances we've had to experience?
You know, I can think of one right offhand. And I've been in the higher education profession for many, many years. It's now over 26 years now. And I can tell you that this will always be the example I choose, which is that one never knows what is handed to you and the job you undertake until it actually does happen. And September 4th, 2019 was one of those pivotal moments. And that's when a Category 5 hurricane devastated many families and individuals and islands in the Bahamas, and especially our newest campus, UB North in Freeport. And I will say that after Hurricane Dorian hit, you know, one of the successes was, I can't emphasize enough how tragic and terrible that was. But if there was any small silver lining, it was the fact that the international community came forward, and our job shifted from fundraising and engaging donors philanthropically to really hurricane relief, recovery, and rebuilding. And so mobilizing with the help of our team and our division, but also newly formed foundations, our existing foundation in Canada, the Canadian Friends of UB Foundation, based in Montreal, and a very newly planned and established UB United States Foundation, and mobilizing their efforts to help rebuild the campus, provide immediate needs. In the short term, it was something as simple as household needs and food and water needs, to then rebuilding a temporary classroom space so that we continued our mission of serving our students in Grand Bahama. And so it's a win-win overall in that since the start, September 4th, 2019 through September 30th, 2021, there have been well over $468,000 of cash, gifts, and pledges and in-kind donations received toward our UB Hurricane Relief and Rebuilding Fund. So that's probably one of the biggest successes. Right next to that is, we're all living through this right now, Mrs. Bo, which is, you know, scarcely 9 months later, we were dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And then in mid to late March of 2020, we all world around globally had to go to immediate remote operations and virtual teaching. And so I'd say right next to that is the hard work of our team and addressing both the technological needs of our students through our COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund, but even making sure that day-to-day needs, replenishing our student pantry on campus because of our students and many coming from extremely humble means, and dealing with food insecurity, just having something to eat on a daily basis, given the impact of COVID-19 in the economy. And so I think those two are wonderful successes, but they're still undergoing right now. And we are grateful, absolutely grateful, for both national donors, but also international donors that helped us.
You've mentioned national and international donors, a U.S. foundation and a Canadian foundation. Why is it important for a Bahamian university to have international foundations and support?
Well, that's a very good question. And international foundations are helpful, especially for a Bahamian university, because of our proximity and also the beauty of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Many folks do vacation here and also have property here. It's wonderful to be able to rely on those friends, whether they're individuals or corporations or foundations, in both countries. And the foundations also, they're staffed by separate foundation board of directors. And those foundation board members make the decisions of their charitable gifts back to the university. Their mission is to support the University of the Bahamas. But the most important thing is that we also provide donors the opportunity to maximize tax deductions in both countries. So they're both duly registered. The Canadian Friends of UB Foundation is a registered charity with the government of Canada. And the UB United States Foundation is a registered Internal Revenue Service 501c3 nonprofit corporation in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And so we're all blessed, and I say my blessings every day, to have these dedicated volunteers serving as board members that continue to help us to this very day.
Time is going to escape us before we know it. So I want to get to a few more questions. And one of them is, when we look at fundraising broadly, from a broad perspective, what are some of your goals and the goals of the departments that come under you? Because there's not just CFR, there's also Alumni Affairs that's responsible for for fundraising and development. So when we look at these three departments that fall under your purview, what are some of the goals that you have for fundraising and the areas of support for the institution?
Now, we obviously have been dealing with two major institutional events, whether it's rebuilding after Hurricane Dorian or continuing through and moving into normalcy after the COVID-19 global pandemic. And I always want to say this, which is that at the end of the day, the needs of our students have not declined, even before the pandemic. And so there are still technological needs. Many of our students, thanks to the government tertiary grant scholarship program, they're able to attend and their tuition is covered, but it doesn't cover the full cost of their education. It most certainly doesn't cover the cost of a laptop or even commuting back and forth to campus. It covers several things, but it doesn't cover if a student has to balance work and school. So it doesn't address as of yet the needs of a part-time student, or working adult. And certainly with the launch of our graduate programs, it certainly doesn't cover that, but it's extraordinarily generous tertiary grant program. So I'd say we must continue to focus on the needs of our students, but also faculty and staff as well. Whether that's finding a private support, in-kind support, that helps to elevate our labs, our classrooms, our day-to-day operations, those are always needed. Something tangible like scholarship, we're working with many donors now on addressing the beyond tuition needs of our very kind and philanthropic community. So by that, that's still our focus, which is, we were dealt with some interesting hands of cards that we're playing right now through a hurricane and a global pandemic. But nonetheless, we still must maintain the fact that we're in the game of making sure that our students have all the resources they need to matriculate and succeed and give back to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and globally as well. And so many of our students go on and continue their contributions to this wonderful world we live in internationally. I'm just very proud to be a part of a team that helps to lead that going forward.
Well, we're almost out of time. And before we wrap up this show, for those persons, for our listening audience, they may be business owners, they may know somebody that's a business owner, they may have a foundation, or they may be an individual looking for ways to give to the University of the Bahamas. Share with them the many ways that they can give to UB to support the academic goals of our students, as well as some of the other areas that need support.
Absolutely. And obviously, whether you're living in the Bahamas or you're living in the United States or Canada or elsewhere, we always like to draw our folks to right to our website. So www.ub.edu.bs, and just click on the link that says giving. And there are various ways folks can give to UB. We always encourage those in the Bahamas. We obviously will be happy to accept any gifts of cash or in-kind gifts, whether it's face masks or personal protective equipment or food, canned food for our pantry. We always accept that as a drop-off and through our cashier's office as well. But outside of the Bahamas, we always encourage folks to do gifts online. If you're a U.S. citizen, please go to our UBUS Foundation website at www.facebook.com/UBUS Foundation. And then in Canada, please also go to their website, www.facebook.com/CFUB Foundation. And there'll be mechanisms for you to make an online gift. But again, any and all that give to the university, we are deeply, deeply grateful for what you do. And I can tell you, it makes an impact. And it makes an impact on the life that you touch that will touch so many others going forward.
So Ms. Eldon, you've been quiet. I have to get you in before we wrap up. For those out there that are listening to this show and they have a foundation and they want to give to the university, how can they connect with you to initiate this process?
Thank you so much for your question. We are so delighted to hear from any corporate or foundation partner that would like to join us in supporting our students. Ms. Boswick and I, we call ourselves the dynamic duo. Ms. Inga Boswick, who's the manager in the Office of Corporate and Foundation Relations. We'd love to meet with you. Obviously, because of COVID, we are meeting through Zoom, but we can set up a meeting. We can talk to you. We can hear your heart, what your organization would like to do and the areas in which you would like to support. So if I had to throw out an email address, it would be cfr@ub.edu.bs. And we would be happy to schedule a meeting with you to hear how you would like to give to the University of the Bahamas. And I just want to say thank you to Mr. Hernandez for the best practices that he's brought to the University of the Bahamas. We are definitely turning another chapter in the way that we give and the way that we present ourselves to corporate Bahamas, to our individual donors and to our friends. And we want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for that. And Mr. Hernandez, I'm going to give you the last word of thank you. What message of thanks would you like to give to those who have already given to UB and those that are considering giving to UB?
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm just humbled again to be on the air and sharing this message. And I always lead with a heart of thanksgiving and praise for the very things that we have every day and we take for granted. We take for granted life. We take for granted the food at our table. And I always want to impart this wisdom. And this is a wisdom from someone else, which is, to whom much is given, much is required. And so wherever you are in whatever station in life, there are things that you're grateful for. If you'd like to pay that forward and do other good, we encourage you to do it with University of the Bahamas and impact a young life and their journey in their lives. So, and that's my message. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'd like to thank our earlier guests, Mr. Lewis and Mr. Charles Johnson, for joining us here on University Drive and for their contributions to the university. Be sure to join us same time, same radio station next week for another exciting episode of University Drive. Thank you to Ms. Eldon and Mr. Hernandez for joining us in this last segment of University Drive and sharing with our listening audience the many ways that they can support the university, particularly corporate and foundations. And so please be sure to visit our website at www.ub.edu.bs, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram, where you can find all of our shows and episodes of University Drive. Thank you for listening in. I'm your host, Nikki Bo. Enjoy the remainder of your day.
University Drive is a production of the Office of University Relations and the Communications and Creative Arts Academic Unit at University of the Bahamas. All rights reserved.